Now, as you would have heard on Radio Kerry over the last few years, we've been following the situation and following the story with regards to the Oakview nursing home in Camp. And the good news is that there is news coming through about the reopening of Oakview for the community to keep it going as a centre for older people. With me in the line to talk about this is Shane Scanlon, who's CEO of the Alliance, which is a group that's supporting nursing homes. Shane, good morning to you and thanks for joining us on the programme.
Good morning, thanks for having me on.
Can you update us first of all on what is happening with Oakview?
Oceanview, on the Dingle Peninsula. Yes, that's right. Sorry, apologies. Yeah, so look, it's been quite a long saga. As we know, in September 2024, the centre was to close and was deregistered. The Minister of Older Persons at the time, Mary Butler, supported some time and space for the HSE to go in and run the nursing home. A new operator was found, potentially that might want to buy it, in Rita Care Limited. Rita Care came in, looked at the facility, decided to buy it from the previous owner. That happened on the 7th of March. The HSE, in between that, did an unbelievable job. There was huge support from politicians like Norma Foley and Michael Healy-Ray, and at councillor level, Robert Brosnan. Like I said, the HSE did an unbelievable job, and a decision was made by Rita Care during the summer to close the nursing home temporarily to carry out essential fireworks. So on top of buying the facility, Rita Care have invested almost to the tune of a seven-figure investment to upgrade the facility to make sure, from a fire safety perspective, it's safe and give it a nice, you know, obvious modern upgrade for its residents and staff in the community. Look, Oceanview Care Home, it's the only facility of its kind in West Kerry, and it's been, you know, there's been a huge investment, as I said, by Rita Care here. The plan is to reopen in early 2026, and, you know, losing a centre like that would be huge for care of older persons on the peninsula. And look, you know, on behalf of the Alliance, and I'm sure everybody who's been following this story, it's really positive, Gerry, and a great outcome.
Yeah, and it's about that continuity, isn't it? That's what's needed, that it stays alive, stays open, it's a centre for the area, it's beds in the community, which is a crucial thing.
It is. Continuity of care for older persons is huge, and I suppose, you know, ensuring that people have access to these services within their community is massive. We've seen the closure of a lot of nursing homes, especially nursing homes rurally, and the size of Oceanview across the country. We've had nearly 80 over the last 5 years close. And it's just fantastic that this nursing home could have been saved. And I think huge credit needs to go to Rita Care for taking this on, taking the project on, modernising and investing in the nursing home. And we have an opportunity now for the community to hold on to its care centre that they hold very dear to their hearts. I suppose there is a couple of procedural matters that have to be finalised before the centre can open in early 2026. But the centre is registered. It's up on the HICWA website if people want to take a look. Yeah. So the biggest hurdle has been overtaken, effectively. And I'm aware that just a few minor procedural matters need to take place in order for the centre to invite residents in.
Yeah, and that is part of it. The other thing, I suppose, Shane, about this is that, and that is the positive thing this morning that we're talking about, the fact that it is going to reopen. The other element of it, I suppose, is from this process. I mean, what are the learnings? How much have the HSE learned? How much have the other stakeholders here learned about what to do when some place is transitioning from one owner to another, or whether the state is taking it over, or, you know, how many hurdles had to be overcome? How many delays there were? Are there things that the HSE and the state can do better when it comes to these sort of situations in the future?
Well, I think, to be fair, the HSE and the state showed huge support in relation to specifically what happened in Oceanview.
I'm not criticising them. What I'm saying is, you know, with the best will in the world, are there things that can be learned and processes that can be speed up?
Yeah, no, that's what I was about to just say, that effectively there's a lot of learning from what happens specifically here for Ocean View. If a nursing home potentially is going to close or is deregistered in other areas of the country, I mean, it can be looked at what happened in Ocean View in order to sustain residents in the centre for as long as possible to live out their lives. Ultimately, there's huge learnings here, Gerry, for everyone. And also, like, for private operators within the sector that might find themselves in this situation, or people who are looking to invest in rural services and private care, you know, we would extend an open hand to anybody who wishes to engage with us on the details of how and why this was very positive.
That is all part of it. Okay, brilliant stuff. Shane, listen, look, thanks so much for talking to us about that in the programme. That's Ocean
Gerry,
View
if you don't mind
reopening. Yes, yeah.
Gerry, if you don't mind, just Friday in the Rose Hotel from 1 to 6pm, Rita Care having an open day for staff that used to work there, ex-residents, families in the community, if they wish to come over and just have an open chat, the first of many, about Ocean View's future.
Yeah, okay, that's on Friday, this coming Friday.
Yes, Rose Hotel, 1 to 6pm.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Okay, Shane, thanks so much for talking to us on the programme. Shane Scanlon there, CEO of the Alliance. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme.